Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 143 today, verses 1 through 12. Psalm 143, verses 1 through 12. David is writing again here, and he says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord, for my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for up to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant." If you were with us last Saturday, we looked at how David was crying out to God in his despair. Here we see a picture of that type of a prayer, that type of a crying out to God. I love how he asks God for mercy, and as he calls to him, he acknowledges his weakness. Look at Psalm 143, verse 2 again. "Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you." He understood that there's no one righteous, not even one. And he knew that if God was going to be dealing with him honestly and justly and fairly, he would be worthy of judgment. But he also knew that God was a God of mercy, and God was a God of grace, and God is a God of righteousness, but a righteousness that he gives us, not anything we earn. And he also calls out to God and acknowledges God's righteousness. Look at verses 1 and 11. Verse 1, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me in your righteousness." Look at verse 11. "For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble." Folks, David is saying that he can trust God in however God responds to his request, because God is good and just and righteous. And because of all that God has promised to those who will trust in him, because of all that God has said about his forgiveness, his mercy, his grace, his steadfast love, David knew that as he cried out to God, however God responded would be best for him, because God is for him and loves him and knows him, and he's good with that. Over in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, he teaches us this. He says, pray like this: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." There's a story in the Old Testament where Jehoshaphat is leading the nation of Israel, and they're in trouble, and they don't know what to do, and they cry out to God. And I love this. I love how this, at the end of his prayer, he says, and this is 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 12, but in the end of his prayer, in verse 12, he says, "Our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." That's today's challenge, folks. When you cry out to God, are you telling him what he's supposed to do? Now, there's nothing wrong with sharing with him your request. There's nothing wrong with you sharing with him how you'd like him to move. Yet, your attitude should be what David's is. We don't know fully what to do. We have ideas on what we think we should do, but at the same time, you're the best. You're the righteous one. You're the holy one. You're the one that has the ultimate plan. I want to line my life up with your plan for my life, not me have you line up with my plan for my life. And so because you're righteous, because I'm not worthy, because you're good and you give blessings to those who trust you, my eyes are on you. I call out to you. Deliver me. Rescue me. Do it however you want, though, because I trust you that you're good. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.